Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Which new driver is best for your game? Who makes the best golf gear? Where should you take your next golf vacation? Which local course should you get to know better? This is the Business of Golf, every week on Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
Jason Swigart back here, Golf in the Northwest. Sinner and Saint to follow us. They will also pause the madness, although the Oregon Ducks looking to steal a bid after upsetting Arizona last night. You'll hear the Pac-12 champion chip game against Colorado coming up tonight here on The Fan. 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock tip for you, but probably a lot of NFL. It was, as I say, an orgy of commerce that has become the NFL free agent period, signings, trades, all sorts of stuff. Luke Anderson will sit in with Will Ortner. Yes, Big Will is in. He's doing all sorts of double duty, triple duty here lately with guys on vacation, our pilots, all that fun stuff. And the pilot women will find out Sunday night where they are headed in the NCAA tournament if the Ducks take care of Colorado, who they had trouble with during the regular season. They'll find out Sunday at 3. The women's bracket gets released Sunday at 5 p.m. So a whole lot of college hoops coming up. We'll have a Big Ten semifinal for you as well at 12:30 this afternoon here on The Fan. But the big news on the PGA Tour came before they teed off at the Players. It was PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan crawling out of his cave to give an update on the state of the tour. And everybody wants to know, when are the PGA Tour and LIV Golf and the Public Investment Fund all going to get on the same page and unify golf so we can see all the best players in more big events on a regular basis? But their big announcement has been the establishment of this PGA Tour Enterprises, because the PGA Tour Inc., I believe, and there's a whole bunch of different monikers and names, is a nonprofit. And all of the PGA Tour events themselves, the event entities, are nonprofit entities. And so there's very specific rules and regulations about what they can invest in, where they can take money from. So the PGA Tour right now is in the process of developing a different business entity to handle the negotiations for media rights and all their commercial stuff that's going on, so they can bring in more money in order to support the players, take some of the burden off of the event sponsors. We've seen some back out. They just can't handle these signature events with $25 million purses and the check that they got to write. And if you don't have all of the best players in the world showing up at these events to continue to draw everybody in, TV viewers, it becomes a drain on everything. And so ultimately, though, Commissioner Jay Monahan started by saying that although things are moving along, it's best to continue after he got burned last June because word got out what was going on. So he says things are moving along, but let's let them move along and do so in private.
Gene, like I said, we've made and continue to make real progress in our negotiations and our discussions with the PIF. And I recognize that, you know, this is frustrating for all of you, but it really is not in the best interest of the PGA Tour and our membership and of for PIF for me to be talking about where we are with specific elements of our discussions. I would just stress the fact that, you know, we're engaged, we're making progress, but I'm really not at liberty to share any of the details on that front.
And that's to, yes, that is a smart thing. It is frustrating, but if you're trying to manage this until you get to a point where you've got everybody on the same page and you have a template of how this is going to move forward, and it will all become public because the U.S. government will have to get involved at some point because this could be...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Viewed as an antitrust sort of thing, if they come together under one entity in professional golf is basically being run by 14 dudes on a policy board. So, and this is where the big monkey wrench could come in, because this is where it could become political, where the governor, the PIF, and other people involved in that will have to appear and testify under oath in front of a U.S. Congress or Senate committee at some point. And I don't know that the royal family would allow that to happen, because who knows where they could go with requesting information. That's the big thing waiting in the cloud over it that could keep this from happening. As for getting unification on golf, Jay Monahan spoke to the importance of getting that done sooner than later.
You know, with the game booming, becoming cooler, becoming more mainstream, it's truly global. There are a finite number of athletes, and this is a point in time, a unique point in time, where unification ultimately puts the sport in the best possible position to take advantage of this growth on a go-forward basis. And the PGA Tour has been limited in our ability to invest back into some of those growth opportunities. We no longer are with the formation of PGA Tour Enterprises. And I think an ultimate deal would be in the best interest of the game, and ultimately would be in the best interest of the tour if it can be done. And that's the spirit with which we approach the conversations and the negotiations. And I think that goes both ways.
So there he talks about enterprises and creating this new entity. And it will allow them, once they get everything set up, to be more flexible in taking advantage of opportunities. So if they are able to achieve this unification, then the question becomes, how anxious are the current PGA Tour players that stayed with them and didn't take the big bag of money to welcoming those that did back into regular tour play and regular events as if nothing happened?
Balancing the interests of a membership of 200 plus players, is complicated and it's challenging. And we're fortunate to have a group of player directors and a strong player advisory council with a strong system in place, where ultimately, as we go forward and we make more progress, our player directors represent our members. They're doing an exceedingly good job of doing just that. I think when you're in a negotiation like this and you're in a time like this, it requires open-mindedness, it requires flexibility, and it requires a long-term view and a long-term vision. And that's what we continue to try, and we push ourselves to continue to, for that to be our mindset. But however we end up, Alex, I think that we're not going to be able to satisfy everyone, and that goes for both sides. But what we're trying to do is to get to the best possible outcome again for the tour and for the game, and I do think that that's achievable.
So your player board of directors is Patrick Cantlay, Peter Malnati, Adam Scott, Webb Simpson, Jordan Spieth, and Tiger Woods. And they have also created another director, a director liaison, that is Joe Ogilvie, a former player. So those seven are on this board of directors for the PGA Tour Enterprises, along with SSG, which is a lot of professional sports franchise owners, mostly with Boston and Atlanta. Arthur Blank is on it. John Henry is on it. Those sorts of things. And so between the two of them, trying to figure out how they put this thing back together. It's just going to take some time, unfortunately. They dropped all the lawsuits going on. Nobody wanted to turn over all the financial documents that have gone on. And, you know, they're private enterprises. Nobody wants their dirty air laundry aired if they don't have to have it, unless you've reached a point where you can't go forward anymore. So it will be interesting to see how quickly, with this PGA Tour Enterprises board, when media rights deals are being negotiated. They're currently building a new PGA Tour Media Studios there in Ponte Vedra Beach near Orlando. So I think there's the potential in the future that you could have the PGA Tour channel, not just the golf channel, but the PGA Tour channel. And if they partner with a gaming company, they might be the first network other than TVG, which is the horse racing network, which is now FanDuel TV, I believe. They bought it out and renamed it FanDuel TV. But now you might see the connection with gaming in real time, with stuff, you know, there you're watching a group, you're watching your favorite group, and then you can bet on, okay, who's going to make a birdie here? Does he get up and down out of the bunker? All that sort of stuff. We're waiting. That's where TV is going to get to eventually. But all of that is still to come. But Jay Monahan, I don't know how much faith there still is with the current rank and file. He's scrambling pretty hard to try to keep it together. And so this year, if they can unify it and come to some sort of agreement that puts it all under the same roof, and then they can start figuring out if there's going to be a world tour. Is it going to look like tennis? What is it going to look like?
I want to speak directly to our fans, our most important constituent, and ones that maybe hasn't felt their voices heard lately. All of this talk about investment and growth, I want you to know that we're focusing that energy on bringing forth the most competitive and entertaining tour possible for you. It's my commitment, and it's our players' commitment. This is a transformational time for the sport we all love, and we're excited to take the lead.
So now we'll see if they can truly lead and if Jay Monahan is the guy to lead. We will come back. A few last thoughts as we get the season going, what we're looking forward to, a last look at the leaderboard at the Players' Championship before we turn it over to Sinner and Saint. This is Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.